The Lord is good. All right. What we are going to do today is to pray. We have finished our discussions on the 100-fold blessing. So what we are going to do today is just to still use that to continue our prayer meetings. All right? So if you are ready, say amen.
Amen.
Now, I'm going to read a few scriptures today before we start to give us a foundation for what we are going to do. Well, more like an explanation of what we did before and how we are going to apply it today, more like. All right, so let's look at a few scriptures. The book of Numbers chapter 6. If you have it, somebody quickly open to the book of Numbers chapter 6. I said the Lord is good. Numbers chapter 6. From verse 22 is a scripture we all know. He said, "Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Say to Aaron and to his sons, saying, Thus you shall bless the sons of Israel. You shall say to them," please, I want everybody to repeat these five words for me. "You shall say to them." Now, I want you to understand something here. He emphasized that when you want to bless them, you have to tell them something. Do you understand what I mean? He said, "You shall say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you peace." He said, when you do this in verse 27, he said, "Thus they shall invoke my name on the sons of Israel, and I will then bless them." That is, if Aaron and his sons would do this, what they will be doing is to invoke the name of God on the people of Israel. Please, you know, I said something to us several times before, that sometimes, you know, ignorance, all right, is why we judge things very, we don't understand what is going on, because of ignorance. For example, if you hear the word invoke, if you, because you watch too many home movies, you think it's only evil spirits and dead people that they invoke their spirits. No, we can invoke the blessings of God and invoke the name of God. Do you get my point? And some of those things you watch is because, you know, I think part of the problem is that Christians don't know what is going on. So they allow the occultists to use all the things, and it will now look like we don't know what we are doing. Do you understand my point? We have the original power of invocation. Is that your name, man?
Amen.
After when you are going on, you just tap yourself and say, "Man, I'm too tough. I'm a babalawo for Christ." Eh? Do you get my point? You say, "I'm a bony man." Say, "Kneel down. A senior babalawo has come." I've been telling you, don't be afraid. Because that's exactly what you are. Notice what he said here. He was speaking to the priest. He said, "You will invoke my name on the sons of Israel." And how you invoke is by speaking words. How you invoke blessings into your life is by speaking words. How you transform your own life is by speaking words. It's the words that you speak. Do you get my point? That's why we use the word the other time I talked about incantations. That forget the occult, they don't know anything about incantations. We have the real incantations. If you open the book of Psalms, that's the hottest and the deepest. Do you understand my point? Yeah, we have to know how to use it. Our first series of incantations work on ourselves. And we're going to do that again today. You speak to yourself. You change your own character. The other day, we talked about how to pray yourself out of a bad character. When you have prayed your prayer, first thing you do is you tune your tongue to align with what God is saying. He said here, "You invoke my name. You invoke my blessing. You invoke my power into life, into every situation by the things that you are saying." Another scripture I'll quickly read so that when we begin to talk, you know that is real spiritual exercise we are involved in. Two of them will read. First, open to the book of James. Please, this is important. James, I don't want to read too many scriptures or do too much talking. So that all of us can really get into this thing today. James, chapter 3. I'm not going to read everything. It's something that you know very well. Just read a few verses from James, chapter 3. It was describing the power of the tongue. Let's just start from verse 2. It said, "For we all stumble." He said, "For we all stumble in many ways. If anyone does not stumble in what he says," in what? In what he says. Notice that. It's in what he's uttering that you decide who is a perfect man. If any man does not make a mistake in what he's saying, he's a perfect man able to control the whole body as well. Now, if we put bits into horses' mouths so that they may obey us, we direct their entire body as well. Are you getting my point? See, people riding horses, they don't come down and shift the horses pushing like this. They draw the rope that's hooked into his mouth. And they direct that way they direct the horse in the direction in which it will go. That's what I was saying. And they said, "Behold the big trucks also." Now, you decided to use trucks here. Alright? Because that's what we all see commonly. The Bible said the ships also. So let's look at this big earth-moving equipment that we see around. That's what it was trying to imply. Though they are so great and are driven by strong winds, they are still directed by very small steering. I'm giving you the practical meaning of those words. They are directed by what? A very small steering. You see the word rudder here. Wherever the inclination of the pilot, the driver goes. All right? whatever his desire is, that's where he turns the thing by just a small steering. So what he said in verse 5, so also the tongue is a very small part of the whole machine, the small part of the body, yet it can boast of great things. What it means is that it tells you I'm the one that does great things. It's not lying. Alright, he said the tongue is like the steering the whole machine when it comes to your whole body. He said, behold, how great a forest is set aflame by such a fire. What he said, by such a small fire. That is, your whole body may be a great forest, your whole life may be a great forest. Whether it will burn or it will not burn is decided by the kind of thing that your tongue does. Are you getting what I'm saying there? And the tongue is a fire, the very word of iniquity. The tongue, that is how people use it, that's what makes a word of iniquity. The tongue is set among our members as that which has the ability to defile the whole body and sets on fire the course of our life. What James was saying is that if you don't direct it well, this is what you are going to experience. So he said, any man who is able to bridle his tongue and not allow his tongue to do this, then the person is able, is what we call a perfect man. So what do? We use our tongues. The Bible says, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good report, if there is any excellence and if it's anything worthy of praise, let your mind dwell on these things. Jesus said, if your mind dwells on these things, out of the abundance of the heart, what will happen? The mouth will speak. That is, this is how you control your tongue. It's by the thing that your heart is dwelling upon. And I'm so happy that we have been here for the last few weeks talking about this hundredfold blessing matter. We have been learning the word of God. Our hearts have been dwelling on something. Do you get my point? And because of that, our tongue will speak and it will direct our lives in a particular direction. Because of time, I won't read this one. If you go to the book of Hosea chapter 14, you see a principle there also. He said that when you want to change your relationship with God, what you do is that you take words with you. Go and read that Hosea chapter 14. You see in verse 2. He said, take words with you and say certain things to God. Let me say another thing as we go on. You're not just told to utter just anything you like. You utter what the word of God has said. We're talking on Saturday that there's a voice. It's not just the words, but what? The voice. That is, a voice is not just the word. The words refer more to the things that can be perceived in this realm that we know, understand, and which we can write, which our mouths can utter. But behind this is a spiritual substance, which in any language, do you get my point? Whichever way you utter it, whatever substance is therein carries the spirit. Jesus said, the word that I speak, they carry a spiritual substance that imparts life into every situation. Are you getting my point? So that's what we are doing. We are speaking words. We are speaking the words, all right, that control our lives. And that's the foundation of prayer. Listen, prayer is not grumbling. Did you hear what I said? Prayer is not grumbling. Prayer is declaring what God has said in the heavens so that it can take effect on the earth. You understand that principle? So whatever it is that it's called that God has said, that means, look, if you see, if you want to say something is bad, decide, say, what did God say about it? Whatever he says, then say, this thing is bad. Do you understand what I'm saying? Let me give an example. If you see injustice, the Bible said the Lord saw it and it displeased him. So anytime you see injustice, say it's a bad thing. How do I know? Because the Lord saw it and it displeased him. Are you getting my point? All right. I hope you just remind us of what we are doing. All right. So the Lord is good? If you believe that, say amen. So we are going to speak with confidence. First thing we are going to do, let's use our tongue as tongues of thanksgiving. Let's begin to worship the Lord in appreciation. Say, Father, I thank you, and I want you to speak convincingly, loudly, in appreciation. And if you don't know which words to use, use the words that I'm using, whichever way. If you have words different, use it. Say, Lord, I thank you because you have called me into your inner caucus. Lord, I thank you because you have received me in Christ Jesus. Thank you because to me has been given to know these mysteries of the kingdom. Father, I thank you because I am not outside. Lord, I thank you because I have been called into Christ Jesus. Say, in him I live, in him I move, in him I have my being. In him I live, in him I move, in him I have my being. Say, Lord, I thank you because in Christ Jesus I have been accepted by you, that I have the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Say, I have believed by my faith, I have been justified. Say, my sins are forgiven. I have been justified by faith. Therefore, I have peace with God. That's what the Bible says. It says, having been justified by faith, you have peace with God. Say, I have peace with God. I am not afraid of him as one would be afraid, all right, of the devil or of God if I was a sinner. But I love God and I know that he loves me. I have been accepted. I can draw boldly to the throne of grace and find grace to help in the time of need. I can obtain mercy. I am a child of mercy. I am not a child of wrath, but I'm a child of mercy. I am accepted in Christ Jesus. I am accepted in Christ Jesus. Say, I am in Christ. Therefore, all things are passed away. All my sins are passed away. All my failures, they are passed away. All my failures, they are passed away. My previous life has been removed by the blood of Jesus Christ. I have been cleansed. I have been washed. I am purified. I am righteous. I am a holy child of God. I have been called and have been separated. The name of Jesus is upon me. I have been called by his name. God knows me by name. I am a child of God. I am inside the secret place of the Most High. And I abide under the shadow of the Almighty. See, I dwell in the secret place of the Most High. And I abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Say, Lord, I give you thanks for this. Lord, I give you thanks for this. Say, Lord, I give you thanks for this. It is you that sent your son. It is you that sacrificed him. It is you, Lord, that called me to believe. And because of you, I am what I am today. I am what I am by the grace of God. Your power is working towards me. Say, your power is working towards me. I am what I am by the grace of God. The power of God is working in me. The power of God is working in me. Say, I have been delivered. That's very important. You know, we studied that from Colossians chapter 1. Say, I have been delivered from the dominion of darkness. I have been delivered from the dominion of darkness. I have been delivered from the dominion of darkness. From the domain of darkness. I have been transferred into the kingdom of Jesus Christ. In whom I have redemption. In whom I have redemption. The forgiveness of sins. I am not a failure. I am not down, but I am above. Say, I was raised together with Christ Jesus. I am seated with him on the right side of majesty. In heavenly places, far above principalities and powers, far above any other name that is named on this earth, apart from the name of Jesus Christ. I am seated with Christ Jesus. In him I am. In him I have my life. In him I have my existence. See, all things are passed away. My natural lineage, it has passed away. The curse of the ancestors, it has passed away. The failure of the ancestors has passed away. In Christ Jesus, I have been redeemed. I have new life in Christ. You say, I have a new life in Christ Jesus. This life was born of God. You say, I am an overcomer. I am an overcomer. He said, whatever is born of God overcomes the world. Whatever. Say, I have been born of God. My life is born of God. My mission in life is born of God, so it overcomes. My vision for life is born of God, so it's an overcomer. I have overcome in Christ Jesus. Declare loudly. I am not a failure. I will not die young, but I will live and fulfill the counsel of God for my life. In the name of Jesus Christ, I declare that the word of God is true concerning me. He says, I've been forgiven. He says, I've been made righteous. He says, I've been separated. He says, my past has been washed away. He said, the blood of Jesus speaks on my behalf. And it speaks better things than the blood of Abel. It speaks forgiveness. It speaks the new covenant. The new covenant, I have a purified heart. Say, Lord, the Lord has anointed my heart. He has purified it. Say, the law of God is written upon my heart. I have the Spirit of Christ. I have the Spirit of God. I have the life of God. I have the love of God. I have the nature of Christ. I have the nature of Christ. I'm not just a Nigerian, but I am a representative of Christ in this country. If they say this is how Nigerians are, that's not the way I am. If they say this is how Africans are, this is not the way I am. If they say, you know your father was very wicked and you have inherited the wickedness of your father, say, no, that is not true. I have inherited the life of Christ Jesus. I have inherited the nature of my Father God. I have become like Christ Jesus. The seed of Christ dwells in me. The seed of Christ dwells in me. The love of God is coming out from inside me. He said, there is a spring inside me. There is a river inside me. There is a water inside me that have drunk the water of Christ and is springing up from inside me unto eternal life. Out of my belly is flowing forth rivers of living water. Out of my belly is flowing forth rivers of living water. Whatever I touch is blessed because I'm a blessed person. Whatever I touch is blessed because I'm a blessed person. My life is blessed. I am not a failure. My life is blessed. I may have failed in the past, but that was in the past. All things are passed away. Say, all things are passed away. give the Lord thanks for it. Say, Lord, I give you thanks because you are the one that has done this. Lord, you are the one that has called me. He said, blessed is the man whom thou hast chosen and whom thou hast caused to approach unto you. Lord, I thank you because I'm blessed. I thank you because I'm blessed. I am like a river firmly planted by I'm like a tree firmly planted by rivers of living water. My leaf will never wither. My leaf will never wither. My leaf will never wither. In all that I do, I prosper. In all that I do, I prosper. See, I want to do something. Look at, just in your mind, look at one area of life where failure has been threatening you or where confusion has been threatening you. I told you, look, this is, look, it's not just desire, it's what God has spoken. When we utter his words because we believe it, the voice of God is released into that situation. Are you getting my point? So I want to do something. Just concentrate. You can close your eyes. Just look down or something. Concentrate for a moment. There's one area where failure looks like it was threatening. Or confusion. You didn't know what to do. You are not sure what to do. Just think about that for a moment. Then just listen to me. I want to give you the voice of God. I want to give you the incantations, you know, that the Holy Spirit has said. Do you understand my point? Just listen. Don't say anything. Allow me to talk. This is what God says concerning you. That you have the Spirit of Christ. The Spirit of wisdom. You are an overcomer. You have triumphed in Christ Jesus. The Bible says that because it was impossible for death to hold him in his powers, therefore it is impossible for confusion to hold you down, for failure to hold you down. In Christ Jesus, you have been made an overcomer. Therefore, you cannot fail. What you are experiencing is that what the Bible says, you are walking through the valley of the shadow of death. The Bible says you will fear no evil because the Lord is with you. And listen to me, the Lord is in you. Because the Lord is inside you. The victory of Christ Jesus is inside you. If indeed you have believed in Jesus Christ, then God has poured the spirit of excellence, the spirit of the victor, the spirit of the overcomer. He said, if Christ is in you, even though the body is subject to death because of sin, yet the spirit will give it life because of righteousness. He said, the same spirit that raised Christ Jesus from the dead will give life to that situation. We give life to that situation. God looked at the prophet and said, can these bones live? The prophet said, I don't know. God, this is what you will do. You will prophesy as commanded. You will prophesy what I have said. I hope you are getting the point. Now listen, I have spoken to you the word of God. I want you to look at that situation and begin to prophesy. It's your turn now. I have told you what is written. I want you to boldly declare. Don't whisper. What kind of rubbish whisper is that? I want you to boldly declare what you expect. What is your desire? What is the will of God concerning that situation? Yes, you have gone there several times. He said the righteous man can fall 7 times, but the Lord will raise him up. Say, I have been raised up in the name of Jesus Christ. Declare, yes, I may have fallen before, but the Bible says the Lord will raise me up. Declare, I have been raised up. I am an overcomer. I am above. In simple words, say, victory is my portion. Failure is not my point. Now, you are thinking of that situation. You are not speaking generally. So, use words. Say, lack is not my portion. But abundant supplies is my portion. Say, no, I will not be thrown into confusion. No, because the spirit of wisdom lives in me. Say, Christ has become to me wisdom and salvation from God. Therefore, I know what to do. And I am a winner. Say, I am more than a conqueror. I am more than a conqueror because of Jesus Christ who loved me. Now, you are looking at that situation. Say, yes, in this situation, I may have gone through death. But there is a resurrection power of God that is working in me. He said, if Christ is in you, even though the body is dead because of sin, yet the spirit will give it life because of righteousness. So declare to that situation. I've written many applications. I've tried to get jobs. I've tried to get a business. It hasn't worked. Now look at that situation and speak to it. Say, receive life in the name of Jesus Christ. According to the word of God that says the resurrection power of Christ Jesus is working in me. He said, God perfects everything that concerns me. He said, the Lord, that's another word, will perfect everything that concerns you. As his child, the Bible says he will perfect everything that concerns you. He said, as a servant, he will perfect everything that concerns you. He said, the Lord delights in the prosperity of his servants. So speak to that situation, that this is the delight of the Lord. Progress is my portion. This is the delight of the Lord. Listen, what God has spoken in the heavens, you must utter it on the earth for it to have effect. So speak to that situation. Or maybe you have been sick. That's a very good one. It is time to receive your perfect healing. I don't care what the doctors have said. Speak to your body. The Bible says you give direction to your whole body. Speak the same word. Say, the spirit that raised Christ Jesus from the dead is working in me and is giving life to my mortal body. It has given life to my head. It has given life to my feet and everything in between. In the name of Jesus Christ, it has strengthened my bones. It has given life to my liver. It has given life to my heart. Therefore, disease is not my portion. Death is not my portion. I speak against death and I say, thus far and no further. You cannot hold me down. I am an overcomer. I am an overcomer. I have won. I have won in the name of Jesus Christ. Death has been removed from my life by the resurrection power of Christ Jesus. Therefore, I speak to my body, receive health in the name of Jesus. Therefore, I speak to my eyes, receive health in the name of Jesus Christ. Look, listen, don't let anybody tell you it's because you are grown old. The Bible said concerning Moses, he was 120 years old, and his eyes were not dim, and his strength was not abated. That is your testimony. Those were the things that people heard. And they came to Jesus and said, what must we do that we might receive and gain eternal life? And the Bible says, he that has believed, in John chapter 5, he has passed from death into life. Verse 24. Say, I have believed. Therefore, I have passed from death into life. Therefore, I have passed from death into life. Speak to that situation. Speak to that ailment. Speak to that sickness. In the name of Jesus Christ, the blood of Jesus has been shed, and it is speaking better things than the blood of Abel concerning me. It is speaking health. It is speaking victory. And I repeat what the blood has said. The Bible said they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, in that they did not love their lives unto death. Say, my life I give totally to the Lord Jesus Christ. I totally yield my life to him. I totally yield my life to him. Hey, I want to change that again. Let's just give God thanks for all these things. Just say, Father, I thank you because of what you have done. Say, Lord, I thank you. I want to give the Lord thanks because of what he has done. Because he's the one that has done all of these things. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. If you believe that, say amen.
Amen.
If you are an overcomer, say amen.
Amen.
If the life of Jesus is working in you, say amen.
Amen.
If the resurrection power of God is working in you, say amen.
Amen.
Look, listen, the Bible says, even if though you went down 7 times, the Lord will still raise you up. So if you believe you are the one that is risen up, shout aloud, amen.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I want to read a Bible, a portion of the Bible. Just if you have your Bible, quickly open to the book of Psalms 63. There's something that for me is you know, my wife wanted to cry. It was yesterday. What was she crying? I said, better go and pray. You cannot solve this thing by the arm of flesh. What was her cry? That is, she looked something and said, it looks like people don't even give a damn about the word of God. So what are they doing with their time and with their lives? And you know, when we're talking about 100-fold blessing, you know, I said it before, everything that God wants to bring forth in your life is dependent upon what you are willing to receive. Do you understand my point? It's not just what you desire, but what you are preparing to receive. You know, I've said something several times that don't try to get a good wife. Prepare to be a good husband. Then I picked a book, that Trescati book. I'll read it a few days, that yesterday. And I read one chapter. It was only about the most important decisions you make in your life. Then number one, you talk about your mission. 3 M's, he called it. Your mission, your master, and your mate. I mean, not necessarily in that order, all right? So we're describing how he got his mission in life, how he met his mate in life, and how he chose the Lord Jesus Christ as his master. 3 important things. Don't forget that. If it's something you learn today, Alright? That will be one of it. Alright? Three things in life you must have. Your mission, your master, and your mate. That is, you were talking about letting God choose your mate. And I said something. And in fact, you will think either I quoted him or he quoted me. But because he's a much older man, he can't be quoting small boys like us. So let's assume that maybe I quoted him. But I said I was seeing the book for the first time just this last week. And I read that portion just yesterday for the very, very first time. And I've been making this statement for at least 10 years. All right? And word for word, what I've been saying, he said, don't look for a good wife, prepare to be a good husband. I said, bros. So this spirit is also in America, from where the man is writing. You understand? But the point I'm making from there is this. All right? That is what we are able, what we prepare for, what we are able to receive that God releases. And in life, that's my wife's lamentation. It's as if Christians have gotten used to, just go to church and name the name Christian. Especially when you have one responsibility, maybe you come now. And Udechukwu now feel like the most spiritual person here. Why? Because without him, there's no air conditioner. that kind of thing. And Chine Dum now say, Udechukwu, I beg, sit down, I'm more spiritual than you. Why? Without me, there's no voice. that's what Christians now do these days. So they measure their spirituality by the amount of activity they perform in the assembly. And those are the things that were aching my wife's heart. And I said, no, it's not necessary. Just go and pray. Don't break your heart over it. People will love God if they want to. You can't force the word of God into their heads. Now, so we've been saying that. So what's most important, what we receive from God is how our hearts, all right, cry out to God. Do you get my point? If we purify our hearts, we've been talking about that, we will receive the blessing of God. It's according to the purification of our heart that we receive his blessings. All right? I will talk about that hundredfold blessing. I'm not going to preach that message today. I'm sure by this coming week, Chinedu will have everything ready on one single MP3 CD. All right? Now, so when we are using words, I listen to messages. Sometimes people say things that I wonder. I try to balance them out. Let's say I have a vision, have a focus. Do you understand my point? And declare it and declare and declare. I told my wife yesterday, we listened to it. Somebody was saying in the message I was listening to. I said, baby girl, you can only have a vision and have a focus and declare when you know what God wants to do. And most of the things he wants to do, you have no idea. We were watching TV and we said, we didn't know her title. The wife of the acting president. Is that acting first lady or second lady? We're not sure what to call her. So we just looked, I said, 10 months ago, this woman would not have imagined that she would be in this position. You understand what I'm saying? We're just talking about it. And I said that, and I preached this before, if you listen to some of my previous messages, I said, those principles of focus and declare and have a vision, I said, are they wrong or they are right? You and I know, as a matter of fact, that Joseph never focused on being anything in Egypt. His focus was on going back home. You know that, Abby? Uh-huh. But he became something in Egypt. Do you understand? But you know the truth? This is how it works. Joseph, in the house of Potiphar, he focused on excelling as a Potiphar servant. Do you get my point? So what God does is that he puts something into your hands. Then you use all those principles of focus and declare and everything to fulfill that one. Do you understand my point? Then in due season, he lifts you up to a place that's beyond your imagination. That which you could never, all right, have focused upon. Do you understand? That's the way it works. And so, talking about the usefulness of those principles. So we look at the things that God has committed to your hand today. Don't focus on being a Nigerian president. You don't know when you are going to be there, whether you're ever going to be there. You understand my point? In your generation, you are going to have only one or two or three presidents from your age. Do you get my point? Before it moves to another generation. So don't worry about that. But today, you can be the president of a social club of in one particular corner of your street. Focus on making people there excel. Do you get my point? And in due season, God will lift you up to another level. Now, one important focus, all right, which we use our hearts for, these principles for, is concerning our hearts. And we've talked about that several times. So I want us to use our tongue, therefore. We are learning these principles and we are operating these, our incantations. But one of the problems with false prophets, is not just that they use the word of God wrongly. Well, it's not just that they don't have understanding of the word of God. When they do have understanding of the correct principles, they use them wrongly. A man has problems. They say, okay, now we'll pray so that all your enemies will die. Meanwhile, his main problem is not his enemies, it's himself. And there's a saying they have, I don't know whether we have it in this part of the country. They say that the insect that is killing the leaf is on the leaf. Do you understand my point? Uh-huh. So that when you see the pest, what do you call those things now? What do you call them generally? Those things that ruin harvest. Is it pest? It's pest now, okay. So the pest that's finishing the tree is on the tree. It's not somewhere else affecting it. So if a man is having problems, he has to go inward first. And that's why a man should use his energy and use his powers to declare. You use your incantations on yourself first before you start facing somebody else. You know, before I used to wonder what Jesus prayed about all night, I think God has been answering me little by little. Because before I used to wonder, what in the world is this guy when they pray all night? You don't get a problem now. Why didn't he just come and declare? Should I tell you one of the reasons why he prays all night? If I tell you this, it's making you surprised. There are days that you almost slap a Pharisee. We know one Pharisee, say, Peter, leave this guy first. So at night, we all wake up, say, Peter, I almost beat that guy yesterday. Let's go and handle that matter. Then he will go and pray all night. On the next day, he's a Pharisee, now only love. I don't know how you're getting my principle. And these are the things they had to do until God looked one day and said, this is my beloved son, in whom I'm well pleased. You know, they shoot Pharisee. You're getting what I'm saying? Yes, it's important. When you see troubles, the way you have been reacting to situations in life, it's not time to be. You know, we can blame the situation. But situations will never pass away. Offenses must come. They will come. They will come. First, don't thief your money before. And that guy will thief it tomorrow. I just wanted you to know. Don't think you've lost the last money. No matter how much confession you confess, somebody will steal your money. Offenses will come. But how do you react to it? And that's one of the first things that we're going to use our incantations concerning. Psalm 63. I want everybody to open their Bibles. I will read verse 1, then you will read verse 1. Not verse 2. When I read verse 1, you will read verse 1 loud. You understand? Say, O God, thou art my God, I shall seek thee earnestly. Read that one.
O God, thou art my God, I shall seek thee earnestly.
I want you to say it again. Say, Lord, thou art my God, I shall seek thee earnestly.
O Lord, thou art my God, I shall seek thee earnestly.
Say, my soul thirsts for thee, and my flesh yearns for thee.
My soul thirsts for thee, and my flesh yearns.
In a dry and weary land where there is no water. What he's declaring that I have an intense craving for you. That is, in a dry and weary land where there's no water, what should I have been seeking for? It should have been water. I don't know whether you get the point. Before, I used to wonder why is he seeking for the Lord in a dry and weary land where there's no water? What he's trying to explain is simple. When I'm in a difficult situation, I should be looking for a solution to that situation. All right? But no, that's not what I'm focusing on. Even at that time, I'm still focusing on the Lord. That's what he said. Do you follow my point?
Yes, sir.
A lot of us, our problems, human, except we are instructed, we make that mistake. If you don't have a job, what you are looking for more than any other thing is what? Work. Nobody ever sows a seed towards the increase of his commitment to God. Have you noticed? Please, correct me if I'm wrong. How many places have you been to? And they say, today you will sow a special seed so that your heart will be more committed to God. Nobody does that. Only so special seeds for what we are going to get. Because that is in a dry and weary land, we are looking for water. But David said, my soul thirsts for thee. My flesh yearns for thee. Even when I'm lacking money, I have situations that I need financial resources to solve. But that's not the primary thing. David was teaching us something here, which we should also learn. And we confess it until it becomes part of us. And that's the fact that even when I need money to solve difficult problems, it's not the money that's my first prayer point. When my knee hits the floor, it is, God, I need to know you more, even in the midst of my situation. And how do you become like that? It is not by just wishing. It is by incantating. In that word, it's a very good word. I don't know whether it existed before now, but now it exists. I mean, you tell your heart what you wanted to do. One day somebody asked Smith Wigglesworth, he said, how are you feeling? Wigglesworth thought for a moment. He said, I never asked Smith how he's feeling. I tell him how he's feeling. Do you understand? Somebody just, hey, what? How are you doing? The man paused for a while. How am I doing? No. I don't ask myself why am I. I tell myself how I'm doing. That's how he answered. He said, no, I don't ask Smith how he's feeling. Smith, how he's feeling. That's Smith Wigglesworth answering somebody. He said, no, I never ask Smith how he's feeling. I tell him how he's feeling. So if you feel like your soul is not drawing near to the Lord, no wahala. You tell it, my soul, now, drawn. You get the point? So let's take that verse 1 again. He said, O God, thou art my God, I shall seek thee earnestly. You understand what we're saying now? Now declare very loudly, speak to your soul.
O God.
Say, my soul thirsts for thee, my flesh yearns for thee.
My soul thirsts for thee, my flesh yearns for thee.
in the midst of difficult situations where there is no water. That is still my primary. Now, use your own words now. I want to use your words, all right? Just continue saying it. You can read the psalm if you want. Just say, in the midst of difficult situations. Yes, I don't have a job, but Lord, the job can wait. I must see your face. Yes, I don't have money, but money can wait. Lord, I must see your face. Yes, I'm not feeling well right now, but that one can wait. I must see your face. Say, Lord, you are the one I desire. You are the desire of my soul. Oh, my God. Brethren, if you can understand what it means to worship God, you know that the problem of life, we don't have any problems. What Satan tries to do is to distract us from the things that are real. He said, in the dry and weary land where there is no water, I'm still seeking for the Lord. My soul is thirsting for God, even when I physically thirst. That is when I'm in difficult situations. No, I seek for the Lord first. So speak to your soul. He says, soul, hear me. You will seek the Lord first. Yes, I know you don't have a job, but you will seek the Lord first. I know you need money. You will seek the Lord first. I know you need a wife. You will seek the Lord first. I know you need a husband. You will seek the Lord first. I know you need a child, but you will seek the Lord first. Say, Lord, my soul thirsts for thee. That's wonderful blessing. We use the power of our tongue to speak order into our lives. Speak. Say, spirit of yearning for God, enter into me. The spirit that loves the Lord in the midst of every situation, enter into me. You know what David said? He said, thus I have beheld thee in the sanctuary to see thy power and thy glory. I want us to take that together. Just read it. Verse 2. He said, thus I have beheld thee in the sanctuary to see thy power and thy glory. This just by the way. You see, in fact, we end up analyzing this psalm as we are praying. What David is saying is that, look, I know where the real issue is. If I need money and you give me money, I will get broke tomorrow. You know, that's what Jesus was saying to that woman. Give me water to drink. If I give you this normal water, you will thirst again. But instead of looking for water, if you look for the water of life, you will never thirst again. You know, that's what Jesus said. Apparently, Jesus was reading this psalm for that woman. You know, Jesus didn't invent anything when he was on earth. Believe me. Not because he didn't have the ability to invent new words, because they were not necessary. Before he came, God wrote everything. Everything that he needed to know, every conversation he needed to have, they were reading the scriptures. And since he was a child, he had the Bible. If you don't have a Bible, you decrease for head. You know, I've heard the same several times. If you can't read it and understand it, better be buying books. I like Christian life. We have all kinds of books. 200, what is 200? 20 naira book day. 5 naira book day. Even free book day. All you need is humility to go and collect it. Do you follow my point? When he met that woman, that was the issue. The woman was saying, water, water. I said, listen, if you look for water in the dry and weary land, you will drink and you will be thirsty again. But when you need water, when you come and I give you that water of life, then you will never thirst again. And that's what David was saying. He said, if I operate like this, thus I have beheld in the sanctuary to see thy power and thy glory. One of the things God does for your life, all right, is to use your situations to draw you to get to know him better. What a lot of us do, and I'm sorry, that's one problem. I wish I could gather all ministers and warn them. I'm serious. When people have troubles and you gather them, don't offer them solution to the trouble. Offer them the face of God. Do you get what I'm going to explain? One of the problems we have in ministry these days is that we ministers, we have helped people to focus more on their problems. They focus more on their problem. They have vision of how to solve it. The focus. You focus on it and look for how you are going to solve it. We focus more on our problems. We sow seed towards it. We pray about it. We confess about it. But David said, if I focus on the proper thing, what will happen? I will see thy glory and thy power. He said, because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips will praise thee. Let's read verse 3, everybody. Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips will praise thee. Let's read again. Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips will praise thee. It says, so I will bless you as long as I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. Verse 4, everybody read it. Say like you believe it now. Say, so I will bless thee as long as I live.
So I will bless thee as long as I live.
I will lift up my hands in thy name.
I will lift up my hands.
This is making commitment to the Lord totally. He said, I will lift up my hands in thy name. He said, my soul is satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth offers praises with joyful lips.
My soul is satisfied
You not get Bible verse 5 and verse 5. My soul is satisfied with marrow and fatness, and my lips, my mouth offer praises with joyful lips. Now let's read verse 6. So when I remember thee on my bed, I meditate on thee in the night watches. Verse 6.